You are listening to New Media Conversations at AIDS.gov, a weekly podcast series that explores how HIV communities across the country are using new media in response to HIV and AIDS.
The following audio was adapted from an AIDS.gov blog post. It was written by Rob Nolan, the AIDS.gov technical and video coordinator, and was originally posted on May 8, 2012. At AIDS.gov, we continuously follow and research emerging social media tools for what may be the next big application. However, one of the big stories of 2011 wasn't around an emerging tool, but one that had been with us since 2007. Tumblr is a social blogging site that allows individual blog posts to be taggable, searchable, followed, liked, or, as they call it, hearted, and reblogged. Users can post articles, messages, photos, and links quickly and easily, and tag their individual posts with hashtags for viewers to search. When searching Tumblr, posts from various blogs and authors are pulled into the search results, allowing the topic to lead the conversation, and not necessarily the individual author. This feature makes blogging social, as each blog post is an entry point into a topical conversation. Viewers are led to new bloggers they may not have known about, simply because they may have commented on a subject the user and blogger are mutually interested in. And it seems to be working. In 2011, Tumblr's monthly page views increased from 2 million at year's start to 15 million by year's end, according to Mashable. Part of this is due to the visual style and ease of use of the blogging platform. Archived posts of your favorite Tumblr bloggers, such as Lady Gaga or even the President, are presented in a style similar to Pinterest, with past posts, text, or photo appearing in a visual collage for ease of searching. The site also supports up to 8 languages worldwide, which has helped it achieve more than 20 billion posts, 120 million monthly unique users, and over 49 million individual blogs as of March 2012. And the HIV/AIDS community is joining those numbers. Project KISS of New York City is an HIV/AIDS service provider that uses Tumblr to spread the importance of counseling, testing, and referral services. Project KISS provides free and confidential HIV testing, counseling, and workshops, and peer outreach to youth from ages 13 to 24 living in New York City. In anticipation of the 2012 International AIDS Conference, the youth program for the conference joined Tumblr with their site Youth AIDS 2012. The youth program works to strengthen the participation of young people and profile youth issues at the conference. We recognize the building momentum of the site, which led us to begin listening to the conversations had on Tumblr. So far, some of the opportunities we see for AIDS.gov include modeling transparency and extending the reach of information and activities around HIV/AIDS to a new social media audience, promoting and raising awareness about upcoming campaigns and events around HIV/AIDS, such as AIDS 2012 and the Facing AIDS Initiative. And lastly, joining and contributing to a new HIV/AIDS forum of bloggers on Tumblr is an exciting prospect for us. If you're interested in Tumblr, go take a tumble yourself at tumblr.com. After following the instructions to create a free account, try searching the hashtags AIDS, HIV, LGBT, and/or others. It's a great resource to pull from various bloggers that may focus their entire blog on the subject you're interested in, or just a single post. Tell us what you find and what you think of Tumblr. We'd love to hear what you think of the platform. Join the conversation at blog.aids.gov.
For more information about using new media in response to HIV and AIDS, visit us at aids.gov. And to explore and participate in the previous conversation further, join us on our blog at blog.aids.gov. Thank you for listening.